countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
This year, the Kilmore to Tarbert ferry service is celebrating 50 years. Earlier this week, I went on board the Shannon Breeze.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome on board with Shannon Ferry. Our trip will take approximately 20 minutes.
The song is familiar and popular, and it certainly was a long, long way from Clare to Kerry over 50 years ago. The beautiful River Shannon separated the two counties back then. But it all changed in 1968, when a group of business people in Kilrush held a meeting, including Donal O'Sullivan, one of the founders.
We had a meeting in Kilrush on a cold January night. And after the meeting, Charlie Glynn, my late brother and myself, had a conversation, and the snow was coming down, actually, and we decided that we'd have to do something to develop the tourist business in West Clare. We started from Rooting, and we decided that we'd have a go at it. So we went over to the British Shipbuilders Corporation. They said that they'd fit in this thing, provided that we got sufficient cash to go up maybe half the price of the boat.
And Donald, what was it like to see the ferry crossing for the very first time 50 years ago?
Oh, sure. It came up the river, and it parked in Kappa, and for a week. And then there was hundreds out looking at the boat, a new boat. And then they did trials on the river for about a week or a week and a half.
The cost of the first ferry was £120,000, an equivalent of €152,000 today. The impact on both West Clare and North Kerry was immediate and significant. The round trip by road from Kilmore to Tarbert of more than 2 hours and over 85 miles was now reduced to a 20-minute river crossing. John Fox worked on both sides of the River Shannon.
Well, I came here 50 years ago, Marty, and I worked in Tarbert Power Station for about 20 years. And then I used the ferry every day to go back and forth over to Moneypoint. And I retired from Moneypoint about 10 years ago. And the ferry is tremendously important. People can come from Clare, can come down the West Coast and visit all the hidden spots, the jewels down the West Coast. So hence, that's where the Wild Atlantic was born as a result of having the ferry. It made it possible.
The farming communities on both sides of the Shannon estuary have benefited enormously over the last five decades and continues to this very day. Willie Hanrahan is chairman of the Clare IFA.
But it really started in 84, 85, when Kerry Co-op decided to come to Clare to collect milk. At that stage, there was one lorry a day crossing, and it wasn't until 2001, when the merger happened between Kerry Co-op and Golden Vale, that the major transaction started to happen. Now there are lorries crossing on every day, the round of the year. So it's a major, major asset to County Clare. And also, I mean, from a social point of view, it's very easy to go for a weekend. The farmers take a break. It's very easy now to go to Killarney in 1 hour in the car and half an hour on the ferry. And of course, Marty, the football, there's a major interest in Clare in the championship in Kerry every year, and it's not far to go to Fitzgerald Stadium in Killarney now at any stage, any Sunday.
Joe McMahon is from Querin in West Clare. He's been driving a milk lorry back and forth across the river several times a day for 14 years.
I do two loads a day from West Clare to this door, go up. First load in the morning, I go across on the 7 o'clock ferry. I return on the half 9 ferry. So I'm back down again now on the 1 o'clock to this door with 5,500 gallons on board.
Of West Clare milk?
Yes, all West Clare milk.
How important is that to the economy and to both counties, Clare and Kerry?
Well, actually, it's the farmers' livelihood in West Clare, and they support the family, and then you're supporting workers in the co-op. So I have a little bit myself for my work, so everybody's happy.
Drive slowly during embarkation and disembarkation.
Is this crucial from your point of view? Otherwise, you'll be travelling all the way from Clare to Kerry and back. Would it be actually feasible, Joe?
Not really, because of the cost of diesel and that now, the road, and you're saving about 25 miles, which would be, what, up in 200 kilometres there or thereabouts. So it wouldn't be possible to do two loads in the daytime with the hours and that. So with the ferry, it's unbelievable, really. You know, you can, when you get on board, you can sit back, you can relax and have a cup of tea and a sandwich just out there and...
I discovered on my visit to the Shannon Estuary that the Kilimut Harbour car ferry could also be called a love boat, as it played a major role in the love affair of Angela and Donal Moriarty that began 51 years ago.
Well, I met him in Tralee in 68. I was in a dance in the Brandon and he came up behind me and asked me to dance. I was transferred after a year and a half to Kilrush, which wasn't very nice because I had met himself here and we were going out together and I said, that's it now, I'm going to Kilrush and I'll never see him again. But next thing, the ferry was here and that was the greatest thing in my life, that I had the ferry to go back over every Saturday night. I mean, I never travelled, of course. But,
you never travelled, Declan?
You didn't.
Oh, I would. I'd
come and collect me.
Come and collect her and so on. But I didn't actually travel on the ferry at that stage. No. When you were in Kilrush, well, you did once or twice, all right.
The ferry didn't go.
Well, weren't you very good to do it once or twice, wasn't it now?
Yeah. Marvellous.
You must have loved him.
I did. From the start.
And you're a lucky man.
I know
that's
that.
The first time I ever admitted to him now.
So shit.
Today is the first time you admit it.
That I did love him from the start.
Have you any reaction to the fact that she's now declaring openly that she loved you from the beginning?
Well, I knew that from the start.
So, when did you get married?
In
73.
73, 5 years after. Yeah. I was going on for 5 years.
Welcome aboard, it's love.
Thanks to everyone on board the Shannon Ferry service for the very warm welcome. Our friends over on Nationwide and RT1 Television are making a special programme on the River Shannon Estuary, which will be broadcast next Wednesday, the 24th of April at 7 p.m. Mary Kennedy will be presenting the programme and you can see and hear the people I met on board the Kilimut Harbour Ferry. I never went back and forth so many times across the River Shannon, but I had a lovely day indeed with the Shannon Ferry people.